This week's Parsha is Parsha Ki Tetzé. Of all the Parshot in the Torah, this is one of the most concentrated in terms of the amount of mitzvot, amount of commandments. But if we look at the commandments, many of them, I don't want to say are surprising, but many of them deal with what I think we can call imperfect situations. Actually, it deals with people who are not necessarily the nicest people. It deals with people who are guilty of abuse, people who malign other people verbally, physically, rapists, people who cheat in business. And apparently these people too are, even though we perhaps don't like to think of it, these people too are part of the Jewish people. These people too absolutely need laws. And there needs to be ramifications, consequences of these types of actions. And society needs to know how to deal with this type of behavior. But I want to deal primarily with the very end of the parasha. The very end of the parasha, the Torah returns to something or revisits an episode which took place long ago. The episode is the battle against Amalek. And we're told to remember it. We read this parsha, Parshat Zachor, remember what Amalek did to us. So in order to first remember what Amalek did to us, I think first we need to know what it is that they did to us. We can't remember unless we know what it was. So normally the way that one would look at this is Amalek attacked us without any provocation, without any reason. Of course, if we look beneath the surface, we do know the reason. Amalek attacks us because we, the Jewish people, are on the way to the land of Israel. Amalek comes from the people of Esav, the descendants of Esav, and perhaps even though they sold us the birthright, they have what we can call seller's regret. They relieve themselves of those responsibilities, including the responsibility of being enslaved in Egypt. And now they want what they got rid of, what they lost, and that is the prize at the end, and that prize is the land of Israel. There is, however, a problem which is beneath the surface that if one looks carefully at the commentary of Rashi, one will realize that Rashi is grappling with something which is not all that simple. When the Jews left Egypt, we're told that there was a cloud, a divine cloud, which was covering them, protecting them from all of the elements and presumably from their enemies as well. How could it be that Amalek succeeds in attacking the Jewish people? So Rashi tells us something, and before I say what it is that Rashi says, perhaps we need to go back to that context. We need to go all the way back to the Parsha of B'Shalach to understand the context and understand what had happened. The Jews go through the sea which is split, and immediately there are complaints. The water isn't drinkable. And we understand the complaints. Afterwards, the food runs out. Where are we going to get food? And there are more complaints. And again, we understand the complaints. Afterwards, again, there are complaints about water. And this time we're told that not only do they complain, they question if God is with them. Immediately afterwards, the next verse says, and Amalek came. Now I want to go back to Rashi's comment in this week's Parsha. Rashi says Amalek came and attacked them. And who did they attack? They attacked those Jews who were thrust out from underneath these protective clouds because of their behavior, because of their morals, because of their belief. Which means there are those people who were not protected. There were those people who, because of their belief, I guess it's really, if you don't believe in the divine, then you were not privileged to have that divine protection. And at that point, they became susceptible. At that point, Amalek attacked them. And those are the people that Amalek killed. Which means the battle of Amalek, which we're told to remember, is a battle that the Jewish people go to battle because of the people who were on the fringe of the community, or the people who were outside of the community. It wasn't the Jews with the best standing within the community, quite the opposite. I don't know what you would call these people today, the people who are quote-unquote off the derech, the people who are not the mainstream. Those are the people that Amalek succeeded in attacking, and those are the people that we went to war to protect. So when we're told to remember the Battle of Amalek is not just to remember Amalek who attacked us. But it would seem to me that the battle of Amalek, or remembering Amalek, is remembering how a situation arose, that there were Jews who were thrust out of the community, and there were Jews who were therefore susceptible, and those Jews became victims. It's those victims that we go to war for. It's those people on the fringe that we need to protect, perhaps more than anybody else. That's what we're supposed to remember. Remember the story of Amalek.